USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Speaker of the House is still hoping to get a successful vote on the infrastructure bill.
Today, we hope to pass the BIF and also the rule on Build Back Better with the idea that before Thanksgiving, it should take another week or so to get the numbers that they're requesting.
The $1.2 trillion measure has already cleared the Senate. California Democrat Nancy Pelosi saying some members still want more clarification on the costs of the bigger social spending bill. More Americans are back working. That's what the latest jobs report said as the economy added 531,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department reports job growth was widespread in many sectors. The report also revealing the number of long-term unemployed individuals fell by 357,000. USA Radio News.
With confusion around vaccinations, masks, and public screenings, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer for your family. Only the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and cannot be relied on. Be vigilant and be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Republican-led states are suing President Biden over a vaccine mandate requiring employers in the private sector of at least 100 employees to mandate vaccines or testing. RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel talks more about this on Fox Business.
Listen, I'm very pro-vaccine, Stuart. I got the vaccine. My kids have gotten it. But I do not think people should be choosing between putting food on the table and their livelihood and a government-mandated vaccine. I think it's really unconstitutional.
The mandate will be enforced beginning January 4th, 2022. President Biden says that those who are unvaccinated are making it difficult to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The Navy has fired three top leaders after a U.S. submarine struck an underwater mountain in the South China Sea. The three leaders were aboard the attack submarine USS Connecticut when it struck an uncharted sea mountain in early October. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A Republican truck driver beats a longtime member of the New Jersey Senate swamp, as we hear from Lance Pry in the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
On Tuesday's elections in New Jersey, the number two Democrat and Senate President Steve Sweeney was defeated by Republican truck driver Ed Durr. He tells Fox News the victory was not his doing, but the people of New Jersey were voting loud and clear in the Democrat stronghold.
I believe it needed to be done. We have been ignored and the voice of the people was heard. This was clearly a repudiation on Governor Murphy when all across the state, people were elected. It wasn't just myself. And it wasn't done by me. It was done by the people. I didn't unseat him. He unseated himself by his lack of doing his job. He chose not to stand up to Governor Murphy, and the people were not going to accept that. So they decided, if you don't want to do your job, we're going to take your job away from you.
A North Dakota senator is speaking after recently visiting the southern border. Republican Kevin Cramer had a nighttime ride-along tour with a Border Patrol agent.
Our Border Patrol agents are very frustrated. They're frustrated with the Biden administration's policies. They're frustrated that they did away with the Remain in Mexico policy.
Republicans continuing to hammer the Biden administration over its approach to the border crisis since President Biden took office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.